Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now, this morning's show is a mixed bag with some rumba, some soundtracks, arcardina, trumpet, and yes, of course, the customary oboe music. But we're going to begin with the trumpet, a concerto for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz, this morning performed by two musicians with Canadian ties, James Thompson, who was both the principal of Montreal and Atlanta Symphonies, and Jens Lindemann, formerly of the Canadian Brass, and now a soloist based out of Los Angeles. And incidentally, the International Brass Personality of the Year. Go, go, go. And you will hear why very soon. Now, Jens wrote of the collaboration, and I quote, "It gave me the opportunity to perform a duo with one of my mentors, James Thompson, who was the principal trumpeter of both the Montreal and Atlanta Symphony Orchestras. I was honored to have him play the first part on this brass band standard." Well, the two of them do play fantastically together. So let's take a listen. Here's Jens Lindemann and James Thompson with the members of the Canadian Staff Band and Horowitz's Concertino Classico for two trumpets.
Thank you.
What a cheerful way to start a Sunday morning. That was Jens Lindemann and James Thompson on trumpet. They were joined by the members of the Canadian Staff Band, and that was Joseph Horowitz's Concertino Classico. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue this morning with some music by Sibelius. Now, he conceived much of his inspiration and development for his second symphony back in 1901. Okay, we're going back a little bit, on a trip to Paris and Italy. He said the sunny atmosphere of the work may be attested to his stay in Southern Europe. Of his compositional method, he wrote, "It is as though the Almighty had cast down a fragment and entrusted me with the task of joining them together." Well, I say joining them together, he definitely did. This is the first movement of Sibelius's Second Symphony. This is the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting.
Thank you.
The Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting. That was the first movement from Sibelius's Second Symphony.
March 2nd to the 23rd, the 2013 Vancouver International Dance Festival invites you to experience the kinetic simulation of contemporary dance. Delivered to you on stages throughout Vancouver by outstanding dance artists from New Zealand, Denmark, Switzerland, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Malaysia, Korea, Montreal, and Vancouver. Information and tickets are available online at www.vidf.ca or through our box office at 604-662-4966.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. We're going to continue with exploring some new music, some accordina music. Now, you may have heard of the accordion, and not the accordina, but it's kind of a wind instrument and a keyboard all combined together. The history of this little mouth accordion was invented by A. Burrell back in the 30s and was patented in 1943. And it was introduced as a travel accordion and a training instrument. This morning's performer, François Jauvin, remarks, and I quote, "I consider the accordina as a wind instrument. It is even one of those rare ones which allows polyphony. If you think of it this way, it requires specific technique. For example, he accepts blown air only. Therefore, the inhalation must be rhythmic to integrate with the musical sentence, something which is hardly conceivable." Well, I beg to differ. It's definitely conceivable to Jauvin. Here he is performing Entre deux mers. Thank you. Francis Jauvin and Entre deux Mers. That was music of the Accordina. And you're listening to CITR this Sunday morning here at 101.9 FM. And it's a little bit of a sleepy morning, at least for me. I'm not sure what your mood is like. So I think I'm in a mood for a little bit of a rumba to wake me up. Here is Eddie Palmieri. just couldn't wait for it. That's a little salsa to get you moving on a Sunday morning.
Beating Hearts, a fundraiser supporting grassroots development work in rural Ghana, is on this Sunday, March 17th at the Yanza Club. Featuring traditional Ghanaian drum and dance ensemble, Adanu Hobobo, as well as sets from world music outfits, the Rio Samea Band, Tarab, Mezgla, and Zimba Moto. All proceeds go towards the Jogaji Education Development Foundation and the Ghana School Project, two organisations doing community-based work in the African nation. Tickets available online at beatinghearts.brownpeppertickets.com or for $20 at the door. Beating Hearts at the Yonza Club, 3 West 8th Avenue, Vancouver, sponsored by CITR.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This Sunday morning, you're catching in with Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And yes, this is one of my favorite times of the program. It's oboe music time. This time, some offerings from the very talented Harry Sargas. Now, he was the principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony from 1971 to 1982, as well as being a guest artist with orchestras around the world. He attended Yale, and his principal teachers were, get this, Robert Bloom and John Mack, to name a few. Now, if you're in the know, they were the best of the best, and they produced some excellent oboe tone. This morning, we're going to be hearing some music by Henry Cowell, his 3 ostinato with chorales. Oboist Harry Sargas and Henry Cowell's Three Ostinato with Chorales from his Disc of Premier Oboe Works. He was joined by Robert Conway on piano. And you're listening to CITR this Sunday morning here at 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we just have time for one more selection. I'm going to end the show on a mad note. I'm feeling a little wicked this morning, namely music for Joan the Mad, some Spanish court music from the late 15th and 16th centuries. Here are the members of La Nef and Dame le Mano.
Thank you.
the members of La Nef and Dame Le Mano, from a disc of music for Joan the Mad. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. This is Classical Chaos. And it's kind of getting to the lovely season of some phenomenal concerts. I'm just going to give you a listing of a few of them coming up. The Vancouver Bach Choir presents an evening of Verdi and Wagner on the 23rd at the Orpheum. Now, it should be a great concert. It's celebrating the 200th anniversary of both of the composers. They were both rock stars in their time, and they did change opera forever. If you'd like tickets, you can either go online or you can call the office at 604-872-8789. Also, one of the greatest and oldest chamber ensembles will be coming to the Vancouver Playhouse coming up on April 9th. This is part of the Friends of Chamber Music series. I'm speaking of the Borden String Quartet. They've got a great program lined up with music by Shostakovich and Tchaikovsky. And tickets are available online, or you can do www.friendsofchambermusic.ca. And of course, I would be amiss if I didn't say all the lovely stuff that's going on here on our UBC campus. On Monday, you can see the UBC Composers Concert. That's 12 noon at Barnett Hall, and that is free. Also on Wednesday, the Borealis String Quartet is coming with Corey Ham on piano. Should be a great performance. Lots of great music coming up, and also the dynamic violinist Kitami is coming to Vancouver on the 28th. She's going to be at the Red Room Ultra Bar. That's at 9 p.m., and tickets are available online. Now, you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, do stay tuned now to a phenomenal show. It's Worku with Shuk Shukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. I'm going to leave you now with some music from the soundtrack to The Piano, and I hope you'll join me next Sunday at 9. Till then.